Just complex character, and I think an interesting story. I thought that the thriller has a real sort of tight weave to it, but you can get a character that has he's going through this real emotional psychological journey, and I thought that if we could connect it with the sort of director's filmic narrative, it could be interesting and the kind of roles you don't see too much. He's a ball of energy, and that's always something good to react off of and to listen to. I mean, he really commits to the character and where he's at. I just think it's his best work yet. They're coming from completely different lifestyles, but I guess their one connection is this code that existed at some point within them, and an internal code that each of them probably had when they decided to become cops, and they've obviously gone through totally different paths. And I think he respects Oak for what he is, and but as the movie goes on, the suspicion that they both have of each other is actually, I think, probably parts of themselves being revealed through each other. I think that it's just one of those contradictions and, ironic sort of ambiguities that people have in life. I mean, I think there's no place he'd rather be than with that baby on his chest, but there's a hole inside him that that baby reminds him of the baby that was lost. And he almost fully can't appreciate and love what he has unless he feels he can heal that. And to absolve himself, he's going towards this ghost of this dead cop. And he figures if he can heal that spirit, then maybe his own will be. And of course, everything gets lost in the process. I think that that it works on so many levels, and the acting, everybody in the movie is really good. I mean, anyone who has two lines. The family scenes could be in a Cassavetes movie. I mean, they don't have to be in a cop movie. They're not typical. Characters are anti-heroes because they have real, dangling behavior, as opposed to trying to create an anti-hero. And it has a real nice style that is integral to the movie, as opposed to drowning the movie in style. So it works on a lot of levels, and mainly it's these two guys that are chasing ghosts that I think ultimately they're chasing themselves.
This has got nothing to do with rules and regulations, and everything to do with right and wrong.